if you're black or white.
Yeah, Norman Leahy is a reporter for Real Clear Investigations, the editor at Ballotpedia, and the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post. And Norman, I did take note of a number of stories this weekend about how Governor Northam is trying to get back in the game when it comes to the budget, because a lot of people were cutting him out of discussions, it seems, at the end of the legislative session.
Right. And he had, the governor had essentially delegated all authority to negotiate on his behalf to Aubrey Lane, his finance secretary, mm-hmm. and apparently did a stand-up job in getting a budget through with only, you know, one day of overtime. Mm-hmm. But still, the Legislative Black Caucus, for example, in the House, wants Northam to get back in here and do more. Now, you know from years of experience on this stuff, John, that the governor has tremendous institutional power over the budget through amendments and through vetoes. And we have yet to see Northam exercise that power on the current budget. He has approved, the press release came out Friday, 85 measures that he's proud of, but the Black Caucus wants him to go, and I think one that is quite ticklish, is to restore $1.5 million for the census to count what they believe are traditionally underrepresented groups to make sure that they are counted, because, as you know, census counts dictate money flows, state and federal money flows. They also dictate representation in the General Assembly. So it will be interesting to see whether Northam steps up and makes what could be interesting, difficult amendments or outright veto in the budget.
Yeah, and I assume that no one's interested in counting the illegal population here. That seems to be where everybody decides. We don't want that information. We don't want to know the answer to that. Let's talk about reconciliation and this concept and how it affects the budget. I mean, are there other elements besides just the census issue that will pop up that the Black Caucus or other groups will say, hey, if you want us to be on your side again, Governor, you know, we need your support?
Well, yeah, and I think one of the most vocal and pithy statements on that came from Delegate Lamont Bagby, mm-hmm. who chairs the Virginia Black Caucus. And when it came out that, as you said, Governor McDonnell, you're going to have him on the air, was working with Governor Northam, offering him a way to get involved with and help advance this reconciliation effort. Bagby fired back and said that he was glad they didn't call me. As a matter of fact, they don't call me, mm-hmm. he said, mm-hmm. until you have some substance to show. Mm-hmm. And he says he didn't know Bob McDonnell. It's before his time, but Bagby doesn't have any time for what he called self-preservation and privilege. Those are pretty strong words.
Yeah, I think some of this is not going over very well with folks down the line a little bit.
Well, yeah, and it is. And I've asked the question, I'm going to write my column this week on, does the governor's predicament, or for that matter, that of Mark Herring and Justin Fairfax, what does that bode for the Democrats in the 2019 mm-hmm. legislative races? Mm-hmm. Very interesting stuff.
Well, we've got three Republican state senators who are retiring, and you know that throws a lot of people into the mindset of Democrats could very easily take over the state Senate.
It depends. So far, where the retirements are occurring, I see really only one where their chances are, I would rate them as the favorite, and that's where Senator Dick Black in Northern Virginia is retiring. He won a narrow victory in 2015. So I think if history works still, and I think it does, Democrats will continue their march in Northern Virginia. And unless Republicans really put together a magnificent campaign, I would rate that seat as leaning toward Democratic takeover. Mm-hmm. Frank Wagner's retirement down in the Tidewater, that will be interesting. Virginia Beach politics are fascinating things. It's a little bit of New Jersey right here in the old Commonwealth. Mm-hmm. And so they play for keeps. It will be fascinating to watch that race unfold. Bill Carrico's retirement out in the Southwest Virginia, that I think is a safe Republican seat. As far as I know yet, no Democrat has even declared for that race. And let's not forget, there are at least two incumbent senators, one in each party being primaried. Emmett Hanger, is facing a primary from Tina Freitas, Nick Freitas' wife, out in the Shenandoah Valley. And Dick Sasslaw, the longtime Democratic leader in the Senate, faces a challenge from his left in the Democratic primary this year.
It's going to be interesting the next several months as we roll towards Election Day and which party can gain the upper hand. I mean, think about when we started back in January to where we are today. It's I don't think it's going to be a smooth ride to November.
Well, yeah, and we haven't even started talking about the House races. Yeah. We can do that next week. Yeah.
Norman Leahy, the Virginia blogger for The Washington Post and the editor at Ballotpedia, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, John.